You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7.
John and Gordy Lounge. WMDX. Is open
it's
for
time
business.
For the yep. John and Gordy Morning Show.
Hey, that's us.
These are coffee highballs we're serving up.
The John Gordy Radio Show.
Where?
On WMDX.
All right. Okay. Oh, boy.
Good morning.
A little rainy as well.
Yeah, it's Friday, and we've got showers working their way through downtown Madison along State Street. It is wet. There are people out there with your umbrellas, so grab your umbrellas. You head out the door, check your windshield wipers, get your galoshes and your mucklucks and your hip waders. Get ready for a downpour. It's going to be flooding all.
What are mucklucks?
What are mucklucks?
Yeah, what are mucklucks?
They're kind of like galoshes.
Yeah.
What are galoshes? Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're,
sorry. You know, Gen Z should do a little longer.
They're like boots. They're boots.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Boots, yeah.
Okay. So rain showers this morning and then partly to mostly sunny this afternoon, the high near 70. Hey, you can win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Just go to WMDXradio.com. That's our website. Look at the carousel at the top of the page spinning around. And when it comes up to win your dinner from Sugar River Pizza, you can click on that. Every week, we give you a chance to win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. So check it out. And then we throw out all the entries and start all over again on Monday. So get in on it. Go to WMDXradio.com. Thank you to Sugar River Pizza.
All right.
Let's check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Good morning, Savannah. What's on your mind today? What's going on?
What's a big story?
Big story.
Yeah.
Savannah?
Wait, Savannah?
Do we have Savannah here?
We should.
Did we lose Savannah? Apparently, we do not have her.
Wait.
Can you hear me now?
There she is. We can hear you now. Oh, we got you, Savannah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Tell us what are making news headlines today.
What's going on?
One of the biggest things is that the independent police monitor resigned here in Madison. I don't know if you guys know any of the history.
No.
It's all started. So the position was created in 2020, and the idea was that this would be like an independent overseer of the police department, someone who could take complaints and work with civilians who was unaffiliated with the police department. It officially started after all of the protests of 2020 when we had this big national reckoning over police violence. But it's actually been in the works since 2015 after the killing of Tony Robinson. So this has been discussed forever and then finally was created and the money was set aside. And then it took them 2 years to hire somebody. And then when they finally did, she ended up going on medical leave at least once. And basically, it took a long time for this office to get up and running. It wasn't until 2024, almost a year ago, that they even got a complaint form going up. And that was after about 2 years that Robin Copley was in the position. And long story short, after basically not getting a whole lot of work done yet, Robin Copley resigned earlier this week. And so now they kind of have to start all over on this thing that really struggled to get off the ground in the first place.
Is there a job that this person actually does? I mean, I know you're monitoring, but what, I'm having a hard time finding out what the real job duty is exactly.
Well, I'm just wondering, do other police agencies have this kind of position?
Yeah, can they copy it from another city? Or
this was relatively new, and we were trying something.
Yeah.
Last year, during the budget process, the mayor was not thrilled with how little had gotten done, and she even proposed axing the department altogether and starting over.
Yeah.
But the initial job was to basically have something unconnected to the police department that was where civilians could go to get help, to file complaints, and then to basically investigate the police department. So it wasn't police investigating police when there were some kind of issues.
That's a good idea.
That was the goal, and they just haven't gotten there.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well,
now you've got another story here
complicated
that we're all bracing for. John Nolan Construction begins Monday.
That's right.
Monday. Yes.
They're
going to
go ahead with
it,
even though federal funding is like up in question.
Well,
I feel like I need to just make a drive and go down John Nolan this weekend just to enjoy it one last time, because it's going to be 2 years of this. And
least.
That's what they're estimating. And we all know, we know how construction projects
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yes.
So, you know, there's going to be a lot of detours and issues, and it all starts for us on Monday. That'll be exciting.
Man. Is there a ribbon cutting ceremony involved, or what do they do?
I don't think so.
No.
No one's going to be there, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right.
And let's see. Oh, you had one other story here.
Yeah, I have some happy news.
Yes.
This is just a nice way to end for us on Friday. So the last survivor who was in the hospital from the ALCS school shooting, he's been there since last December. He's been at American Family Children's Hospital. His name is Sammy Garduno Martinez. He was released this week, so he was finally discharged from the hospital after, I think about 10 months?
Yeah.
And he didn't get to go home. He's now at a rehab facility in Chicago, but there were hundreds of staff who lined the halls for him to leave. He even got an escort from the sheriff's department to the county line as his ambulance took him to his new home for a little bit as he continues to recover. It's been a really long road for him. So that was something positive as we end our week here on the road to recovery, making some steps.
And Savannah, I know there's I think you had this in the story. There's a GoFundMe site if you want to help out with medical expenses. Mm-hmm. That's
active. Right. There is. I'm refreshing it right now. It has about $185,000.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Point.
Good.
Yeah. That's great. Always nice to see Madison really steps up.
Yeah.
Well, great. Savannah, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend. Talk to you next week. That's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Can't wait till we have a universal healthcare insurance plan for everybody in this country so we don't have to do these kind of weird, wacky things.
All right.
I guess we're just going
to
have
to get back to the teletype. It's fired up again.
We got so many stories that we've been putting off all week long, but let's get to them now. Did Putin encourage Trump to run for president, and did Putin back Trump for president in 2016? The big question is, did that happen? Here's the big story. Let's check out Cut 67. This is Cut 67, Jesse Waters and Tulsi Gabbard. Let's listen to this.
Here we go.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't.
Ooh. Gabbard got her hands on a House Intel report that's been locked away in a CIA vault for almost a decade.
Locked.
Investigators spent over 2,000 hours looking into how the Russia hoax was born, interviewing 20 CIA and FBI officials. And it turns out that the Obama administration doctored the intelligence to make it look like Putin and Trump stole the election.
Oh, my
None of any of this was ever true.
Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump.
Obama and his intel spies knew that Putin didn't collude with Trump and that he didn't even direct his people to help Trump win.
Well, they
put it out there anyway.
That's the word. Yeah. So they did a lot of research, and as you can tell, Fox News came to a conclusion. But you know what? I don't think Tulsi or Fox News used the Google. I did.
What did you find out?
And in 2019, a reporter actually asked Putin whether he backed Trump. Why ask the source, right? Why go to the source? This is Cut 66. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Found in an appropriate legal framework.
Did you want President Trump to win the election? And did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Да, я хотел, чтобы он выиграл.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, that's right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
But, you know, that paper is locked up for many years from the Obama administration, and they have discovered it wasn't true, even though, there it is, Putin is actually saying yes, he backed him, and he wanted him to win.
Yeah.
I don't
there
know.
There you go.
How hard was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is just a... Oh, yep. More stories are coming across here.
Okay. Well,
these are much more entertaining. And this I thought was really interesting. The Daily Show's Jon Stewart talked about this, and he mentioned, you know, 75 million Democratic voters are now unrepresented. 75 million Americans.
What?
Democratic voters unrepresented because Trump doesn't represent anybody on the left. Nobody. He's abandoning, he's attacking them. He doesn't want them around. Well, let's listen to Jon Stewart's point of view on this, cut 85, and let's see what he has to say on The Daily Show.
75 million Americans voted for a Democrat in this last round of presidential elections. And at this moment, they have zero power at the federal level, not in the House, not in the Senate, not in the executive, and not in the courts. There has not been a moment of conciliation or concern about the issues and policies that drove those 75 million votes. Not a moment. At present, the Democrats' largest victory over these past 8 months is getting a guy who may or may not be a criminal back from El Salvador so Trump could send him to Uganda. That was the big win. And then suddenly, a small ask for people's preservation of health care is a Molotov cocktail. Because apparently Republicans won't be satisfied with 99.8% domination. They must have it all. ICE went from deporting the worst of the worst to throwing grandmothers onto linoleum and zip-tying American children. And everyone's just supposed to be cool with the new masked, incredibly well-funded paramilitary group. And Democrats are just reduced to petty gestures of restroom resistance.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted that she was blocked from entering a city building in Illinois.
Can we
use the restroom?
No, you cannot.
Okay. We can?
Don't go from the door.
Okay.
Please don't go from the door.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Interesting.
That's what Governor Pritzker says is cooperation in keeping people safe.
Victory is ours!
Victory. Keep her out of the restaurants.
Look, I've given Democrats an enormous amount of shit for their poor leadership. Lack of specific and actionable plans, terrible messaging, abysmal wordplay. Did I mention poor leadership? But standing up for 75 million Americans in this moment to defend the rights of people to go into a little less medical debt seems like the least they can f***ing do.
There you go. And that's summing it up, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? And they're really having a hard time trying to help out the Democrats. They don't want to do it. They want to destroy Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. This is their way of doing it by making it unaffordable. And so they'll peel away more people from that. They become more desperate. They'll take whatever they can get from the administration if they come up with a different plan, but a more costly plan. And that's the whole point of what they're doing right now. And they're going to stick to it. They are not going to relent.
Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview, some local music happening around the area, all that, and more of your stories. The teletype machine keeps clicking.
It's hot.
We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is 722, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Rain showers working their way across Madison right now. That should clear out for some sunshine mixed in with some clouds. High near 70 this afternoon. Right now, 52 degrees.
I've got a big story coming up here about Dominion voting machines. Mm. This is not good news in any way, shape, or form. But while we're talking about really bad news, let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to CJ about the peace deal in Israel. What do you got to say about that, CJ?
What do you guys got to say about it? You're like Madison's version of N Man Not Speedy or whatever that
yes,
they
that's
are.
Right.
It's way down on your story line.
Yeah.
The world is celebrating it, and
yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Your party hasn't even discussed it, but hey, while I've been listening, on page 57, section 2141 of the Democrats' spending bill that was passed by the House bipartisanly and held up in the Senate by Chuck Schumer because he's afraid of AOC and the extreme left of your party.
Yes.
It speaks of that illegals will get health care on the Democrat plan. Mm-hmm. That's the fact.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys are like the Nobel Peace Prize, as President Trump is on ending the eighth war between Israel and Hamas.
Let me just respond.
You haven't even discussed it.
Let me just respond to that, okay? First of all, it's step one in this peace plan, and we've seen where that's gone before, all right?
Why has it not gone well? Because Hamas is a terrorist organization.
We don't have control over that, and neither does Trump. But here's the other thing, and this is the sad news, CJ.
Well,
I don't know if you heard about this.
Hold up, CJ.
I don't know if you heard about this, but Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. I hate to break the news to you. If you didn't hear about it yet, he did not get it. Again, here's
because
the thing.
It's
a step one.
Guys, just like the UN.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah, I appreciate
it. They only pick and choose things they want to do because of left and right.
Yeah. All right, CJ. But, you know, I just thought, you know, we'd bring it up on the show, and I'm glad you called because I did want to at least tell everybody that, again, your hopes have been dashed. Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. I said it the wrong way. All right, here it is. This is the big story. Canadian-based Dominion was one of the biggest election equipment providers in the world and has been used in the majority of American states.
Yeah.
Scott Leinendecker said the new company will be called, get this, Liberty Vote. You know what direction they're going in. Liberty Vote is looking to align itself closely with Trump's election integrity vision going forward, according to Scott Leinendecker, that's his name. Trump demanded that states use a voting verification paper record going forward. Liberty Votes said it would ensure that it will comply with Trump's executive order. Now, we have a paper trail here in this state as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes into a scanner, but they do have the paper ballots.
Right.
Election officials across the nation have said that paper-only ballots would lead to delayed results without any improvement on security, and that is true. In fact, it's less accurate. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay, it's nice to know that now at least the largest voting machine manufacturer and supplier of all our states, Dominion, is now called Liberty Vote and owned by a former Republican operative. Thank you.
What could go wrong?
No. Is this what Trump was talking about when he said, you'll never have to vote again? You know, maybe Liberty will say, oh, all our machines went out. I'm sorry about that on election day, right? Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So there you go.
Great. Should we go back to the phones?
Yes, let's go to the phones. Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, more cheating on this party that complains. Everybody else is cheating when it's only them. And as far as the ceasefire deal, no, nobody wants any more killing over there. But there are a lot of things that still need to be ironed out, like if Hamas is going to give up their weapons, if they're going to be a two-state solution. And Bibi Netanyahu kind of needs the war to keep going, because he knows that the minute this war is over and they have an election and he loses, him and his wife are most likely going to jail for criminal crimes that they committed.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's been an ongoing situation for Bibi for a while now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of needs this war to keep going, because he knows that there's a likelihood that he's going to prison and his wife.
That's true. Yep. All right, Charles, thanks for the call. We're running out of time here. We've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments. Do we have another text here?
We do, from Mark, and he was responding to something that CJ said. He says, Mark says, I've looked at page 57, and that's not what it says. Read the quotation, CJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched.
They go back and forth.
I watched the whole thing on this one of the streaming channels, podcasts, and they talked about it. And there's no reference to any of that on page 57. Even though Mike Johnson is out there, go to it. I posted it. It's right there on the internet. You can read it for yourself. It's not there. It's not on that page. They don't deal with that at all about funding this.
Well, it seems to be a popular page. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Yeah, giving money to illegal immigrants. But here's the thing. They don't want to give the money to emergency departments to take care of immigrants going into the emergency department. Mm-hmm. But it also affects Americans going into the emergency departments, too, because that's how they get paid, to take people in the emergency room. So they're taking money away from Americans and illegal immigrants, all at the same time.
29 past the hour, right around the corner. We've got Rocker in the studio with a MaxSync preview. Local music happening around our area. Coming right back after the Midwest Food and Farm Report.
We already know that.
If he likes it, he will tell you so.
Yeah.
He rocks it with all of his might. MaxSync Radio is out of sight.
It is.
He's got the tunes that make you feel all right. He's rocking every Saturday night.
Who is he?
He is the rocker.
That's right.
And he's in the studio. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Gordy's back again. I don't know if anybody noticed that this morning.
Here I am. Okay. And happy Friday. We've got showers that'll give way to sunshine. Highs near 70 today.
But, if anybody could have listened to our discussion during that last break between Rocker and myself, we're going at it.
My head is spinning.
You know, the Star Wars canon. And, of course, then you had to bring up The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and the whole trilogy.
You guys are deep in the weeds on this stuff.
Yeah, you want to get into it now. After you heard us talking about it, you're kind of thinking, hey, I got to get into the Lord of the Rings.
I don't think so.
And how many books are in the Star Wars canon that were written?
Gosh, probably over 150. I know I've read, I think, 110.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That is Rocker. He's with Max Inc. on Saturday nights.
Well, here's the thing, they took off on it, and they decided not to do the entire 110 books
they decided to do
something different, and it's called Andor, and you can watch it on Disney. And Rogue One is the movie version, which everybody should see. It's a great movie.
But Rocker's not a fan of Disney.
Rocker is just, he's holding back. He doesn't really want to say anything.
But. I'm a no disc canon person. So if you go hashtag no disc canon, that's no Disney canon. And so anybody who's been with the extended universe of Star Wars, which is literally 25,000 years of history.
And you're angry
of Star
that you
Wars.
Read all those books for nothing now.
Oh, I didn't read them for nothing. They're all in my head, and I have the best story you can possibly imagine.
Okay.
Right? Stored up there. But I'm not going to infiltrate it with this, like, sort of dirty
Disney's
canon,
stuff.
If you will. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It. Yeah.
All right. You know, they're okay. Like they're like the, you know, the Trumpers of of Star Wars Disney
wow.
films.
Now right? You're okay. Now you're getting
okay.
Okay, you know
so,
what?
They're rewriting history.
But,
no, it's fake,
not, but it's not real
fake
history.
News. It's fake news,
it's
John.
It's fiction. They can do anything they want.
No, it's fake news.
Well, we were going to get into some music, but now we don't have any time left. So thanks for joining us, Rocker, and see you Monday. Oh, wait. Okay.
Wait, Monday?
Hey, just to reset, that's Rocker, and he has a show called Max Inc. on the weekends, and that all started out as a magazine many years ago, right?
Yes,
how many years? What year was that?
1996. March of 1996 was when Maximum Inc. Music Magazine hit the streets, mm-hmm. And then we ended at the lockdowns, because, you know, by then, kind of print was a little waning, and
right.
the lockdowns just shut down everything, and...
But you don't have the magazine anymore,
no,
but you got Facebook, and you
Facebook
got your website.
And the radio right here
right.
on WMDX 92.7, right? Yeah. Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. You can find us also Apple Music and Spotify for the interviews and live from the Mad City performances. Each week on Max Inc. Radio, we feature interviews with local Wisconsin-based artists, plus personalities, including entrepreneurs and other folks who's in your neighborhood, right? We talk to them all. This week, we have Megatone Studios, Paul Schluter, the owner. He's moving his whole studio. He's going to come on and to talk about it. They're one of Madison's most prolific studios for local music. That's for sure. And then Jeff Burkhardt, he has new music coming out and a show coming up. And he's that ex-CEO nonprofit guy that is totally doing music now. So we're going to hear about that in a show at the Harmony coming up. And live from the Mad City with Milwaukee's Robbie Sender. He's a Midwest struggle country, and he's going to come out here, singer-songwriter, on Saturday night.
Okay.
And last week on Live from the Mad City, we've been playing Horace Green now a couple times here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
And we had them live in the studio last week. They're the four-piece from Oshkosh. The podcast is available right now, civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio. Of course, Apple Music and Spotify. And you can subscribe to the podcast for feed, for updates. They played last week, Max Inc. Radio. We went and hung out at Paul's Palmeni. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
The restaurant. We hung out with the band. It's like a Russian dumplings. They are so good. It's a restaurant actually owned by Madtown Manish Boys, Paul Schwemmer. And it was a lot of fun. This is the latest single right here. We recorded it last week. So you're listening to What Happened on Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City. This is Horace Green with their new hit, Cream.
Electric heaven grabbing hold. Move your body with your soul. How we dreaming over tones. As we move across the floor. Is that your brain? Give it into the groove. There's nothing you can do. That's so creepy. The currency of ecstasy. Turning gold to jealousy.
Yeah.
All right.
That was great.
You know, Cream there.
So, I mean, think about it, guys. Well, you know, some of you can see if you're watching the Facebook feed, that was right here in this studio, right? And the drum set was right behind the glass.
Nice.
Totally
amazing. Really
well
produced here in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, each and every Saturday. It sounds so good.
It's an amazing live performance, right?
It is.
So, check out this week with Robbie Sender. It's always a great time. Jeff Burkhardt, we were just talking about him. He's going to be in Saturday night. We're going to be talking to him, but we're also going to be premiering some new music. He's a Madison singer-songwriter featured on PBS Wisconsin. He used to play in the Dirty Shirts, and he often plays with the band The Echo Rays. Thursday, October 16th, Jeff Burkhardt at the Harmony Bar, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can catch him with his, talking about his new songs and upcoming show this Saturday on Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, he might just bring a guitar and play a song as well for us. We'll have to see what happens. This is a brand new song written by Jeff and performed by the Ecker Rays. You're hearing it first right here on John and Gordy.
Yes.
MDX 92.7. Oh, yeah. This is called All That I Love.
Okay.
Written by Jeff Burkhart.
That's right.
And that is the Ecker Rays performing it.
That's right. So that's
great,
right.
Guitar.
So he's
work
a singer-songwriter, right?
He is, yeah. He and we've had him, if you go up to our podcast site, you can find when he was here live in the studio as well. So great artist.
Yes.
And Harmony Bar coming up on Thursday, October 16th.
Okay.
And Harmonious Whale, guys, we've talked about them before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gypsy Jazz, American Fused.
They've been around for a long time.
You know, more than 30 years, right?
Yes.
And so we all know that Maggie plays the cardboard box with the brushes, and Sims, he's a mandolin virtuoso. But Chris Wagner plays fiddle with them all the time, and they're the Wailing All-Stars. Tonight, they will be October 10th at the North Street Cabaret. That's right across from the Tip Top on the east side. Harmonious Whale with Scott Lavenka. And, you know, I chopped out a little different feel from a different song so we could hear some instrumentation from these guys because they are just so good.
Yeah.
Right now, this is an all-instrumental by Harmonious Whale. This is called Move and features Chris Wagner on fiddle.
Wow.
They're great.
Well, that's jazz guitarist. Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, that's Sims on the mandolin there.
Mandolin at first. Was amazing.
Yeah,
the
he's
first time.
Just brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Fiddle, too.
It's great stuff. Oh, yeah. Amazing. I just love that.
And that's what's great on this show. You know, I get to kind of go and listen to different parts and really kind of bring them out for you. You may not know that they play like that, right? It's incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, we got time for one more?
I think so.
Yeah.
We do. Becca Murray and the Wildflowers. Tonight, she's at Schuster's Farm in Deerfield from 7 to 10 p.m. And then tomorrow night on the 12th at the Stuffed Olive on State Street. Becca Murray, she's a soulful indie pop artist. She's based in Madison. And her new album, Skating By, blends indie pop, rock, and jazz, exploring the challenges of your mid-20s, John. I don't know what those might have been back then.
It's crazy stuff.
Navigating routines while chasing dreams that just feel out of reach. She's been performing in Madison bands for years, but she's putting out this kind of solo project, BeccaMurrayMusic.com. Let's check out a tune before you can get it online. This is called Flytrap, totally premiering right here on John and Gordy, MDX 92.7. This is Becca Murray, Flytrap.
Drinking from the well, it tastes so sweet. You couldn't tell there's poison in the stream. Paying back what you thought was for free. Thought you'd get away, ignoring signs. Only was was a short matter of time till you left your real plans all behind. And you found you're going no place else at all. And it feels like the whole world bet on your downfall. Never thought you could feel so damn small. But you found yourself stuck in a world you're too weak to leave.
Really nice.
Great.
Smooth stuff.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We're booking her here. She's going to be live in the studio. We'll definitely let you know when she comes in. I have a couple more songs. I have a feeling we're going to hear more from Becca Murray and the Wildflowers.
Hear more from Rocker with the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in just a moment. We'll come right back with some more local and regional music on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
More cowbell, please. John and Gordy in the morning, right here on WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Yep. Choose our station, and then text us or voice note us. We got a voice note from Matt Middleton. That's fantastic. See, it works. It still
does
works.
Work.
Even if we don't use it.
And we got a few more minutes here with Rocker. Do want to mention next week on the show, on Monday, we've got Chicago radio personality Steve Cochran will join us again.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about ice in Chicago.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And later next week, we'll check in with Amy Horak from David J. Frank. Also, Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP. We had him in a week or so ago. We wanted to get him back.
We didn't have enough time to talk about all the different aspects of it. I mean, he's really getting into this, and it's a discussion about making it legal.
Yes, all
regulating
the new pot laws that are up for grabs.
Yeah. And they have an organization that they're trying to do something nationwide in order to band together, because now Ohio, Governor DeMint is also he's also trying to get something together on this, and he might even close down all the shops until they regulate it in some way, shape, or form, which would be terrible because those shops would go out of business while they debate it and come up with some regulations about products that shouldn't look like kids' candy.
Well, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen next week.
Sorry to have gotten into that. I'm starting to break in here, but go ahead. We've got Rocker in the studio playing more music for us, local music,
got
statewide
a few more
music.
Yep.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, let's talk about the Jimmies. They were founded in 2009. They're a mama
and
Grammy award-winning band. Right. We know about them. Jimmy Vaguely, Hammond Organ, Piano, Electric Rhodes. Did you know during the day, Jimmy helps out with his family's sixth-generation dairy farm, and they till 1,500 acres of cropland. They robotically milk 130 purebred brown Swiss dairy cows.
Wow.
Say that quick,
yes.
Right? Wow. Export embryos and bull semen and live animals all over the world. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But at night,
Jimmy
is a rock star,
he
right?
He is.
This Saturday, actually, 10-12, 7-acre dairy farm down in Belleville, they'll be playing. The 16th, they're at Toffler's Pub and Grill in New Glarus. Then they're coming to Madison on the 24th of October for the Coda Cafe on the Willie Street in Madison. And then November 7th, they're doing the local showcase, music showcase. That's presented by Music Makes a Difference. That'll be at the High Noon on the 7th of November. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit different slice of one of Jimmy's older tunes. This is called Drinkin'. You're listening to John and Gordy, MDX 92.7.
Thank you.
the way the Jews have left me. Oh Lord, it's a crime. I put the cork back in the bottle. I quit drinking one more time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Jimmies.
The Jimmies.
Yeah, I love the idea of the 7-acre dairy farm.
Yeah.
Barn out there in Belleville.
That's right.
Boy, that's really catching on.
I hear you.
John and Gordy, we're starting our own, line dance dairy barn.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to workshop that one. Get it out online.
Dance dairy barn.
Yeah.
No, standing in line for the new Star Wars movie.
It all works. Yeah. Well, put it all together.
You know, Dom likes to line dance.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have told
Dom?
Him that. I do.
Yes. Seriously?
He's got boots. He's got a cowboy hat and a vest and chaps and everything.
This is what he'll do for love. You know, that's his girlfriend.
I want to see some video of this. Is there a video?
There is, but I'm not showing you.
Okay. Good deal. All right, we got anything? We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mac O'Brien, Saturday, the 18th of October. She's coming back to Whiskey Jack's on State Street. You know, she's from Chicago, ties to Madison, Milwaukee, a country alternative artist, but she recently signed as an artist and brand advancement deal with TSP Creative out of Nashville, and they're known for guiding artists through touring, sponsorships, and all kinds of stuff. Their roster includes Coldplay, Post Malone, and the Lumineers, and Alice Cooper. Pretty crazy. She's going places, and she'll be right here. October 18th, Whiskey Jacks. This is from her brand new album, Heavy Chains. This is Cold Blooded, Mac O'Brien.
Great sound.
Mac O'Brien, she's got a couple new band members, so check her out the 18th of October right here on State Street at Whiskey Jack's.
All right.
Rocker, once again, Saturday night, what do you got?
Oh, man, we got Megatone Studios. Paul Schluter, he's going to be in talking about his studio, and then Jeff Burkhart, new songs, and then Robbie Sender driving out here from Milwaukee to play for us live right here in the studio.
Very good. Checking them out. Rocker in Max Inc., and have fun Saturday night. We'll talk to you next week, Rocker.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
And Monday, Steve Cochran will be here, Chicago radio personality. We'll talk to him then.
He's got a line on everything that's going on in Chicago, for sure.
Yes, ice all over the city there, and he's going to give us an update. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a good weekend.
Yeah, I will, and
Don, you too.
You too, man.
Oh, yeah.
As you're moving from one place to the other.
Cross town, traffic, look out. All right, so long. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.